Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, today's wisdom moment, we like to really focus on every day and sharing from the wisdom of God's word. I want to encourage you, if you have not yet, think about making part of your day listening to an entire chapter, an audio version of it, of the corresponding day of the month. For example, today, say it's the 24th, and listen to chapter 24. No matter what you're doing in the word and how you're studying the word, just listen to it. We need wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Right now, I mean, if you go back and look at all the mistakes that we've made individually and as a group, as a people, there was just no wisdom there. It was like, you go back and look at it, it makes such good sense. Hindsight's brilliant. You know why? Because now you got the wisdom of how not to do it. That's how Solomon was so wise. And so what Proverbs is the wisdom of God, the word of God's wisdom. And it'll just help you make decisions and know what to do. For example, today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 24, verse 11 through 12. It says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Will he not repay each person according to what he's done? I mean, as we've been talking about, that's why you hear us on VFN Radio, VFN TV. That's why you see us getting to as many people in the nation as we can, because we want to tell you God's going to hold us accountable for not letting you know that we see the sword being formed against our nation. We see God blowing a whistle as we talk about embrace yourself. If you haven't heard brace yourself, brace yourself. You got to hear it. And Syria is a sign, and we're telling you that we're headed towards a place that can cause great death, eternal death, but not only that, but death in the context of physical death. Great destruction, slaughter. We've just been so blessed. We don't realize every day there's martyrs in the faith. Every day, pastors are being ripped out of their homes, and their gathering places are being destroyed, and people are being forced. Women are being snatched and forced now in this supposed Arab Spring, and being forced to become wives of men who are in Islam, Muslims, and they are. Suffering great slaughter. Horrific things are taking place. And we are supposed to warn people. If you know this, the reason why you know it is because God has made it known to you. And don't think you made it known to you, but you're not going to share it with anybody. God has lightened your eyes enough to know that there is a storm coming. That people are headed, there's great death coming to this earth. I mean, even Revelation talks about a third of mankind will fall. But right now, and if you know this, and the answer is not political. The question is, are you telling people by thinking you're going to get some political answer? Or are you going and telling your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and your community and say, listen, a storm is coming. And the reason why you know it, sir, the reason why you know it, ma'am, is because God has made it known to you. And he says, listen, he says, don't you understand that I'm going to hold you accountable for that? Can you imagine trying to answer to God as the people who were standing in the towers at 9/11 when the towers fell, that you're sitting here saying, yeah, I knew that. Well, why didn't you tell them? I'm going to hold you accountable because you didn't tell them that they were going to walk into the tower that day and two planes were going to come in by radical Islam followers. They're going to come in and try to destroy and kill over 3,000 Americans. This is going to happen. Things are going to happen. But if we tell people, people can repent. People are walking right now and making foolish decisions, but God expects us who are seeing, and we need help too. But if we see, we've got to let them know. We got to rescue them. Listen, even if they're making foolish decisions, we got to say, you know, do whatever you got to do to be able to help as many as possible not walk this walk of death. To not walk, don't just go, this is, if you have the attitude like this, oh, well, they should have just known. If they would have just known, listen, if you've been to any kind of gathering lately and what they're actually teaching from pulpits, no, they wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't know. They got 3 points and a farewell. It's like, hello, mm-hmm. what do I do with this reality that I go home to every day?
Right.
Right.
And God says, I'm going to hold you accountable for that. The wisdom is this. This is the wisdom of God, the saying that, listen, if you know, you have to tell them. How is that going to balance out standing at the throne of God when you're saying, well, you know, I was so busy and I had so much going on. And besides, you know, they should have known anyway. It's like, no, they would have known because God made it known to you. And now you can make it known to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, think about this. The wisdom of VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program is get your family and friends and as many people in your community listening to mm-hmm. VFN radio, because that alone, when you stand before the throne of God, you say, listen, I made an effort. I made an energy. I put effort forward to let them know so they wouldn't die, so they wouldn't walk into the slaughter.
Mm.
Proverbs. The wisdom moment for today is Proverbs 24:11-12. Rescue those led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. And let me tell you something. That's how you could describe America right now. America's walking towards its death. It's walking towards people who want to see our demise, who refer to us as the big Satan. They want to slaughter us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the Quran says, they want to remove the head just above the neck. That's what it says. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter.
Mm.
If you say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he, which is God, who weighs the heart, perceive what you're doing, sir? Perceive what you're doing, ma'am? And will he not repay each person according to what he has done?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.